Sounds, tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
CKUT Radio McGill, 90.3 FM. A fresh breath of alternate air.
Good evening and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. Hi, I'm your host, Doug Ford, and this is a Two Amigos or a Dos Amigos program. Joining me from his studio located downtown at Strangeway Studios is our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
And we will be your two hosts for this evening's Drastic Plastic. We got a lot of great music for you, and I think good music is exactly what we need. This has been an extraordinary week. I really do have a long list of topics that are giving me incredible anxiety, but there's no need to get into that here. Let's get into instead some really good music. And no better way to do that is then to send things over to our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
And hello, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And do I have some treats in store for you this evening? Going to start out with a track from a band I just caught this past Wednesday. I've always wanted to see them. I fondly describe this band as being my very favorite band of the past decade. Again, loyal listeners or even occasional listeners will probably guess by now I'm speaking about Slayford Mods. Yes, I did see the two gentlemen live. What a great experience. It's a must just to perform this. Even if you're not that familiar with their music, it's fantastic. The two gentlemen, I mean, Jason Williamson is the acerbic, snarling lead singer, evoking the ghost of Johnny Rotten, although Johnny, he may be rotten, but he's not dead, but just go with me on this one. In any case, just a great performer, full of self-deprecating attitude, humor. They even did a cover of Yazoo's Don't Go, which was quite funny. He's doing these COD disco dance moves. And speaking of dance moves, so in videos, I've always seen the other gentleman, Andrew Fern, who is generally, he's very silent, motionless, just kind of pecking away on from time to time on the computer, arranging the beats. He's a very tall man. He's probably, I would guess, about 6'4", 6'5". And the whole time, the whole 1.5 hour show, he was dancing all in the background continually. It was almost like, for those who remember Bez from Happy Mondays, it was the same sort of thing. It was just comedic. It was so much fun. and that segues into the show. What I'll be bringing you first is from Slayford Mons' most recent album. It's called Spare Ribs, and it's an album cut which actually struck me in seeing them live. This was one of the best tracks I thought live. They just, something about it, it's, again, concert knowers, you know what I'm talking about. You go to a show and there's a track that speaks to you for the very first time. It just works better live than on record. And this track, Elocution, well, I'm never going to hear it the same way again, that's for sure.
Hello there. I'm here today to talk about the importance of independent venues. I'm also secretly hoping that by agreeing to talk about the importance of independent venues, I will then be in a position to move away from playing independent venues. I'm no good with elocution to get myself into the institution so I can win some donkey straw, get a frame and put it on my fucking wall. I wish I had the time to be a wanker just like you, and maybe then I'd be somewhere lovely and warm just like you. Elocution. I wish I had the time to be a wanker just like you, and maybe then I'd be somewhere lovely and warm just like you. Hey, hey, it's a suicide mission to go online and knock the opposition, but I don't want no donkey straw, cause I weed in the corner near the stable door and I buzz career tabs death. Little one-liners, little clever shit-ass fivers, in the scope of the hands of the shite of Tuck, tucked to the pegs in the coats where the bones hang up. Hey, I wish I had the time to be a wanker just like you, and maybe then I'd be somewhere lovely and warm just like you. Thank you. I wish I had the time to be a wanker just like you. And maybe then I'd be somewhere lovely and warm just like.
This practically caused me to just get you destroyed. If I had hated a little more, just a little more, we would have had a little less trouble. If I look at my thoughts, sure, you got love, principle, but don't say, hate is my enemy. What do they say? What's that words? Hate is my enemy. I got to fight it day and night. What else is the other line? Love's the only weapon. Shit! Bullshit! Martin Luther King died with love! You know, Millie? How did Mao Zedong say the only way you can bring a revolution and keep it?
The only way I think you can keep it by being peace and being honest.
Oh, shit, I am. Being peace. Mao Zedong said that?
No.
He's the head of China. He's the head of the revolution of China. He marched 6,000 people on the wall. He's been on a long march.
I have my mind on something else.
Okay, well, what did he say? There's only one way you can bring about a revolution for the
only
people.
Only way you can bring it on is by killing.
Well, what if? That's okay. I'm going to let you pass it. But what did he say? He had a nice little phrase that everybody should know. Change only comes with the continuous gun. Change comes
through
by a gun. That's right, senior. That's good. Because you, by rights, would have every reason to forget something. Change must come through the barrel of a gun, said Mao Zedong. This place would be a paradise tomorrow if every department had a supervisor with a submachine gun.
will now follow a short announcement on behalf of the First Presbyterian Church of Elvis the Divine, UK.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yeah.
Yo, 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 yo,
security, will you let me in your pub? I'm not looking for trouble, I'm looking for love. I'm not looking for harm, I'm looking for love. Will you let me in your hot, hot, let me in your pub? I distracted you with all of my bullshit. I covered myself in distractions. Colors and patterns, you couldn't see the real me. I wanted to save you, you stupid, I'm fine.
What a set that was, Mace. We started off with Slayford Mods off their current album, Spare Ribs, the track, Elocution. And next up, it's a track I have never heard it before. And I was actually standing, I arrived fairly early at the Slayford Mods gig this past week in Chicago. It's just, you know, like to take my time, relax, you know, get a good space on the floor. And I'm always interested in what the bands play before the show, because sometimes if you really dig a band, you'll learn they want you, the audience, if you're paying attention, to get in a proper mood. Sometimes, you know, feature songs that really, you know, they think are quality. And Slavers were certainly doing that. But the second track is one that I'd heard. I discovered for the first time. It's by a UK band. They've been around for quite a while. They're called Alabama 3. Their only really big hit over in North America, and probably everybody knows this one. So I woke up this morning. It's the the track for The Sopranos. Never liked the track a whole lot, and for myriad reasons. Never was really into Alabama 3. I do know that, again, they achieved a bit more success in the UK, where, as I mentioned, they are from. But this was just brilliant. But I didn't know it was Alabama 3. I had to get out the old trusty Soundhound and check it out. In any case, it's called Mao Tse Tung Said. I find it's just mad. It's wonderful. I've listened to it probably a good dozen times during the several days since I went to the concert. It's off the album Hits and Exit Wounds, and I guarantee I'm going to keep listening to it while into the ensuing weeks. And closed off the set for a special reason with a band, and I rarely break my UK and Ireland parameters. However, I have done so before for this band, Amel and the Sniffers. Amel and the Sniffers, who are from Australia. You can definitely tell in lead singer Amy Taylor's accent. And why don't I play it? Other than the fact I really dig their latest album, Comfort to Me, and the name of the track, incidentally, is Security. Played it for two reasons. One is lead singer Amy Taylor is featured on one of the singles off of Slayford Mod's Spare Ribs. And the other is the fact that I'm going to be seeing Amel and the Sniffers in one night, also in Chicago. I'd hoped to see another Australian band called The Chats that I love, and I've never seen them. I know that they were this past week, I think it was the 11th of May, the same night that Slayfords played Chicago. The Chats played Fufu and Electric, so I'd love if any of you listeners checked out The Chats. I'd love to hear what your impression was. Sadly, in my case, the two shows literally overlap, and they were good probably, 20 minutes apart, the venues. So I'm going to see Amel and the Sniffers. You'll hear all about it, but the track you did hear was, as I mentioned, Security. Back to you, Doug.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again forget that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
Okay, and so my opening set of music for tonight was going to include a psychedelic rock band from Sydney, Australia. We're also going to be hearing from a Toronto band who we haven't heard in a couple of years, the band Holy Fuck. We're also going to be hearing from The Gun Club, a classic track from then, and we're beginning things off with this DIY punk band from the Merseyside, yes, from Liverpool, and yes, from 2022's FA Cup Championships. We're going to hear from a band called Town Bike, and this is their song, Bad Girls, on the Drastic Plastic program.
They didn't want you mixing with me. They've met girls like me before. So yeah, nobody's perfect, and baby, that just ain't gonna be. Tell them they can get rid of your Star Wars toys, but they ain't getting rid of me. 'Cause I'm a bad girl, you're a good boy, and they say the two don't mix. But what do they know? What can they do about how I get my kicks? You say you
I was up this morning, blues walk like a man. I was up this morning, blues walk like a man. Well, hey, blues, give me your right hand. Hey, blues, help my child, tore me all upside down. Blues, help my child, tore me all upside down. Trapped on old Jeffrelino, can't seem to turn him around. So preach blues. Load out, shake and chill. You ain't never had them, I don't believe you will. Blues is an agony of heart disease. Blues is an agony of heart disease. He's like consumption, baby, killing me by degrees. So preach blues. Lord, this very day I have religion. Lord, this very day. But the women's and the whiskey, they would not let me pray. Oh, get me religion. Go join the Baptist church. Go get me religion. Go join the Baptist church. Go be the best
Okay, and welcome back. What we just heard in that last set of music, that was a band from Sydney, Australia, a four-piece psychedelic rock band. They call themselves The Lazy Eyes. This is something from their brand new album of this year. The album is entitled Songbook, and the song we heard was a track called Fuzz Jam. Before that, it was from Toronto. Holy fuck. We haven't heard from Holy Fuck in about 2 years almost, and this was an instrumental track that they've released. A song called 95. Really like that track. Before that, it was off to San Francisco. We pedaled backwards to 1981. Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the Gun Club, and a classic track of theirs, a song called Preaching the Blues. And we began things off with a band from Liverpool, from a single of theirs, a song called Bad Girls. The band is called Town Bike. You're listening to the Drastic Plastic program. Do stick around. We're going to hand things over to our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks. So you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hi there. Are you looking for some hot conversation tonight? I sure am. My name's Chalky the Chipmunk, and me and my sexy rodent friends are waiting for your call. Just pick up the phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. I would like to talk to you while I play with my nuts and acorns, but I can't do that unless you call. So come on, what do you have to lose? $5.99 a minute? Whoa, you probably spent that much today on a box of my crappy breakfast cereal, Chalky Num Nums. So just grab the damn phone and dial 1-900-TARTY. We'll have a chocktastic good time.
Under 18, make sure your parents aren't home before calling.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
Sound.
C. K. K.
U.
T. T. 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
And now it's off to Strangeway Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to pull, all receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
Yes, I'm back, mates. This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester. And now is the time in the show where you need to relax, take your medicine for the full effect, and just enjoy this next track. It's by a seminal UK group called The Beloved. The track, you may know it, it will certainly bring back memories to the extent you have memories. It's called The Sun Rising, here on CKUT, Drastic Plastic.
love a cup. I would... Oh, God, yes. Oh, that is gorgeous. Yeah. I need a cup of the brown stuff the shade of an acorn made warm by the same source that I take my cakes from. Using a teapot, a mug or fine china, been hooked up to IVs, need constant supplies. And a drip for my urges might verge on perverted, prefer earthy brown tea. I'm certain it's worth it. With Sherpas who work hers and use a fresh fountain. I've discerned brews from Peruvian mountains. I've slurped up a cup from an elephant's trunk. With a couple of monks who utterly stunk. I've had bourbons with sultans and creams with queens. And I've bathed in Earl Grey. I'm really that keen. And missionaries dismiss me for my single epiphany. The dip between him and me is a simple sip of British tea. So when times are hard and life is rough, you can stick the kettle on and find me a cup. Now when I say Earl Grey, you say yes please, Earl Grey.
Yes please,
Earl Grey.
Yes please.
When I say Assam, you say lovely, Assam.
Lovely,
Assam.
Lovely.
When I say ooh, you say ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Oh, we're gone.
Gorgeous.
Not wrong. Yeah. I've been around the world in 80 brews to see the place it takes to make a brew that tastes like the cream cakes made by angels do. I'm not the same as you, get shaky but aim to swig amazing fluids but don't make it the same. Now using fine leaves picked by pretty maidens in a bag knitted by a seamstress who lives in Copenhagen, brewed up in a pot made of semi-precious metal. Let the blessed content settle in my very special kettle. Now when I say ooh, you say long. Ooh,
long.
Ooh,
long.
When I say herbal, you say no thanks. Herbal,
no thanks.
Herbal,
no thanks.
Mmm, no. I want milk in it. Strong though. I want to see that spoon stand up.
If you're tired of tea, then you're tired of life.
I'm madder than a hatter, it defies my mic. Liken me to Earl Grey, a Sam or Ginger, Lapsang, Souchon, raise my pinky finger. Keep your sodding coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot and spot me lobbing teapot to your poncy rotten coffee shop. Coffee clocks nodding off, lost the plot, sodding off. Need some caffeine tannin and a Battenberg to top it off. Cut them off a different cloth, a different lot can take their beer on 80 cups a day. I haven't slept for 80 years. You could say I'm mad for tea or just say I'm mad. Oh, you can't stay any longer. Oh, actually, I'm quite glad. All the more Battenberg for me. I can barely pour. My hands have got a bit shaky from caffeine. Oh, love it though. I'd sell my old grandma for a cup. Well, I'd sell your grandma for a cup.
You put me off, mate. You make me squirm. We hung out for a while. Was nice and chill. You were passionate about stuff, and I thought that was cool. You were confident but not arrogant, a perfect ratio, sensitive to tough.
Well, that last set could not have been more diverse when you think about it. We started things off with the trance rave classic by the beloved The Sun Rising off their album with the same title. And then we're jolted into a bit of, well, classic reality, UK reality. Professor Elemental off his album Rebel Without Applause. And the track Cup of Brown Joy, an ode to tea and to the lovers of tea. And close off this set with Panic Shack, punk band from Wales. Their album Baby Shack features the single The Ick. And I've really been playing this, giving it heavy rotation on this show in 2022. However, I was just listening to it about a day or so ago, and I just might take a moment to deconstruct it, because all is not what it seems. Certainly, again, love the track. It's clever. It's incredibly catchy. But hopefully you were listening closely. If not, bit of a recap. It's a the singer, she's complaining about someone she met romantically, and some of these characteristics displayed by said romantic interest gave her, in her words, the ick. Put the nail in the coffin, as she keeps repeating. And the two examples she gives, it's worth noting. One is, and I guess it's a perfect segue, and yes, it was intentional, to the Cup of Brown Joy track immediately preceding it. But she's saying that after, you know, spending a night, presumably an enjoyable one, that said person made her a cup of tea and put the milk in first, and she starts becoming quite hysterical because she's never seen anyone do that before. And yes, that's a big milk in first, tea in first. It is a big debate in the UK. However, I'm thinking she's doing this other person actually quite a favor, because who wants to be develop a relationship with someone who is just so entitled that they complain over something as trivial as milk in first when enjoying tea. And then she moves on to complaining again, because on the second date, this person shushed her in the cinema. Well, again, I put my foot down here even more firmly, because you're not supposed to be talking in the cinema. You're supposed to be silently enjoying the show. I mean, don't we all hate people that you hear their whole conversation or comments? I know I certainly do, and I'll turn around and shush them, sometimes not very nicely. But again, she's complaining about being shushed? Like, how pretentious and entitled are you? Again, she's doing this person a favor by by complaining about them and saying that they put the nail in the coffin. In any case, that was my analysis for full credit students of the band The Ick, or the single The Ick. And with that, I will pass the microphone back to Professor Douglas Ford, PhD in music, earned from the College of Rock Knowledge, here on Jurassic Plastic, CKUT.
Right, my name's Rex, and I'm waiting for you to relephone me. Will you be my raster? Whoopsie, I go broopy on the carpet. I've been a Brad Roggy, and I need a spranking. Rainy Raider, you can rub my rummy. I rub it when you rub my rummy. My right goes crazy. I'm waiting for your crawl. Maybe Raider, you can give me a bone.
Call 976-DOG today and spend some quality time with man's best friend.
Radio, it's like magic, but invisible.
Uh-huh.